Okay, we are on Kavav Ahmed Aleph. We are at the two dots, about two-thirds of the way down. Tan Rabbanan, last word is on the line. So Tan Rabbanan, Chalitza Mutas Kshera, get Mutas Puzzle. So we talked about this idea of Mutas before, that a Chalitza, which we described before, meaning there's some type of like trickery going on here. You tell the person, you know, I'm going to ask, I'll pay you, and you don't pay them afterwards, right? Something like that. So if you do a chalitza that way, that's okay. If you do a get that way, so that's not going to work. Chalitza mu'usis, right? Psula. A chalitza, which is mu'usis, usually means forced. We'll see what that means exactly. So a chalitza mu'usis, if you force someone to do chalitza, psula doesn't work. Get Musa, kosher. Force them to give a get, then it works. Okay, this is where, hey, Shidan, what are you talking about? Ida Amar, Rotsa Ani, if the person says, I want to do it, so Afilu Chalitza Nami, so then Chalitza should also work. That's not really Musa, that's the person said, I want to. Vilo Amar, Rotsa Ani, get Nami Lo. But if he doesn't say, I want to, then a get's not going to work either. So what's really going on here? You can't have a get, but the person doesn't want to give the get. So what are we talking about? So Hachika Amar, this is what you mean. Chalitza mutas la'olam kasha. Chalitza, which is, you know, what we said, kind of like, done on false pretenses a little bit. So that's going to be, and not totally, right? But somewhat with a t'nai. So that's going to be kasha. V'get mutas, but a get done on false pretenses, la'olam pasul, that's never going to work. Okay. Chalitza mu'usis, v'get mu'usa, zimnin kasha, v'zimnin pasul. A chalitza, which is forced, or get, which is forced. So sometimes it's going to be okay, and sometimes it's not going to be okay. Okay? Hada amarotza ani, hada lo amarotza ani. Meaning it depends if he says, I want to or I don't want to. Meaning if they say, I want to, then fine. If the person doesn't say, I want to, then it's not going to work either by get or by chalitza. Meaning, so the difference is, mutas, right, that sort of false pretenses, the tenai, etc., that works by chalitza, it doesn't work by get, and forcing really sort of doesn't work either, in either case, by get or chalitza, because it only works if the person says, rotsa ani, that I want, I'm doing this on my own free will. Okay. Fine, so this time, as the price is, we're going to see a proof from a price, yakriv oso, melam, this is actually a very, quote, famous Gemara, you'll see in a second. You'll probably notice it. You'll recognize it. Desan yakriv oso, melamed shekofen oso, right? The pasuk says, yakriv oso. The implication is, or the thing, the drasha there is, that, right, meaning yakriv oso usually refers to a korban. But here we say, no, what do we need to say? No, that melamed shekofen oso, that we force him, right? Yakriv oso, we bring him forward, right? We sort of bring the person forward to bring the get. So it really means you force him, mamish. No, but it has to be that he has a ratzon. I mean, you bring him forward, you sort of force him, but it's got to be his own ratzon. Okay, so how can that be? You force him until he says, I want to. And that same thing when it comes to getting that what? We force him until he says, ratzoni. And this is where there's a Rambam, because this is a, you know, very, very, off-talked about concept when it comes to getting, right? You can't force someone to give a get. So how do you force, so how does that work? Right, get has to be given the person, and we're going to talk in a second about the transcript. A person has to say when they do chalitza, same thing by a get. Very specific language, we ask the person over and over again, and giving it out of your free will, yes. Did anyone force you? No. Is anyone making you do this? No. Right? It's a very, very specific language he has to explain himself, that he's doing it because he wants to. So how do you explain this Gemara that says, Kofno Sa'achi Yomar Rotsani? So this is where the Rambam talks about the Pintal Yid. And that there's always inside every Jew, we force him and force him and force him until he says, I want to. Yeah, but that's not really I want to, that's because you're forcing him. Says the Rambam, everybody in the end of the day wants to do the right thing. All right? So you force him until he does, until he gives the get. So that's considered that he wants to give the get. So, you know, how do you do that with, you know, people in warehouses beating people up to give a get? So that's a, you know, a longer conversation. But it all starts from this concept of you can't give a get. Musa is a problem. The person can't give a get if he doesn't want to. Nevertheless, there's some scenarios where we can, you know, pressure them, etc., to do so. And so they finally say, fine, I want to. they didn't really want to, but you pressure them until they finally say they do want to, it can work in certain scenarios. Okay, so Amar Rava. Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna. Chotzen afa pi she'in makirin. Mimanin afa pi she'in makirin. So, fascinating idea. We can have them do chalitza, even though in makirin we don't recognize them. I don't know who they are, meaning I can't tell you for sure that this person is who they say they are. Look at Rashi. Chotzen afa pi she'in makirin. It's like 20 lines up on the right side. Chotzen afa pi she'in makirin. Yavam v'yavama shabala faneinu lachlotz ve'ein anu makirin bo shehu yavama niskakin lehen bezdin v'cholten. Even though I don't know who they are, they say he's my yavam, she's my yavama. Yeah, I was married to his brother, and you know, they tell the whole story. We don't know them. We can't explain it. We don't know for sure. We go through chalitza anyways. Okay, and miman in afa b'she'im makirin. Miman, right? Mian, we've talked about many times before. Idea of a young woman who gets married before, where she's a katana, her mother, her brother marry her off. She doesn't have a father, and she gets married midrash rabbanan. So she, before she becomes a gedola, she can just do mian. She says, "I'm not interested. I don't want to be married anymore." She doesn't need a real get, right? So that also, even though we don't know the people, we don't know it's everything we can do. The bezdin will do mian. So lafigach, and therefore ein kosvin get chalitza, ella im kein makirin. Vein kosvin get mian, ella im kein makirin. The chashin lebez the bezdin to. So even though we will do. At least according to this approach, even though we'll do chalitza or miyun without knowing the parties exactly who they are, we won't write a get. He just means a document. We won't write the document that we give people documents to say, you know, signed by the bezdin saying you did a miyun, you did a chalitza, etc., which allows her to get remarried again, right? So we don't. So since we allow the bezdin to do these things, even without totally verifying who they are, we will not allow them to write such a document without verifying their identities. So, meaning it helps you to a certain extent. We'll let you go through with the chalitza, but we won't write you the document unless we verify who you are. Or the opposite, what you think about with Rav, Didei Omer, Ein Chotzen Elei Mikim Makirin, Ve'ein Meman Elei Mikim Makirin. He says, no, we don't do the chalitza, or I mean unless we know who you are, and we can verify your identity. Lefikach, Kosvin get chalitza, Afa Bisha Ein Makirin, Ve'kosvin get me, and Afa Bisha Ein Makirin, Ve'lo Chashin Lebezdin Toa. Meaning the point is you got to have a check in some direction. So either we don't care to check when we do the chalitza or the mi'un, and therefore those who write the document have to be the check and balance, and they have to know the identity, you know, if before they write the document. Or no, we trust a bit that but they didn't know who they're talking to when they do these when they go through get a chalitza or a mi'un, and therefore when they write the document they don't have to double check the identity again. The point is that somebody has to, because otherwise, obviously, it's going to be a problem to go through with these processes without knowing exactly who we're dealing with. Okay. Yeah?
You're saying that according to Rava, it doesn't matter. That doesn't necessarily have to be either the judge or the witnesses who recognize the people.
Right, it has to be. It's whoever it is afterwards has to go ahead and do that, right? Look at Rashi even. Look at Rashi's Lefikach. The people who saw that the chalitza happened, they can write it. Right, even though they don't know who they are, right? Velo chayshinan shema to bezin behalachatzu. Right, lomar chotzen afa bisha e makirin vechotzula mimisha ein yivam. They don't have to be concerned. The witnesses write that document. They don't have to worry. They said, look, the fact that I was at the X or Y Z, bezdin, and they did this, must be they checked it out.
It's a big kiddush, right? Because normally they have that's part of the
correct
the court process.
Right? Yeah. Correct. It sounds like one or the other has to be the check there. Okay. Last mishnah in the 12th parak. Mitzvahs chalitza. So as it often happens you wait to get the mitzvahs chalitza begins many days again before without really telling us exactly how chalitza works. So now the final mishnah in the parak tells you what is mitzvahs chalitza. How do you do it? What does it look like? So mitzvahs chalitza. How do you do the mitzvah of chalitza? Bahu v'yavamto lebezdin. He and the yavama come to bezdin. And they give him good advice, or advice that is appropriate for him. Look at Rashi. Kalach etzel shekamoscha, right? Va'al tachnis ketata lasoch beischa. Right? So they'll give him good advice. We've seen this before. They'll say, she's 57 and you're 27, you know, maybe a better idea to do chalitza than to do than to do yibum, or, you know, et cetera. They'll tell them when it's a good idea, maybe it's not the best idea. You don't have to do yibum if it's not going to be good for your shalom bias, right? Shenemar v'karu lo zikneiro v'dibru elav, right? That they call him over and they speak to him, right? So that meaning that what do they speak to him? They give him advice. Okay, if v'hi omeres, and she says, me'en yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo ava yavami. Right, so she says, my Yavam doesn't want to, you know, uphold the name of, you know, of his brother Yisrael. He doesn't want to take me. Vehu Omer, and then he says, Lo chafatzi lekachta. He says, I don't want to take her. Ubelashon haKodesh hayu Omrim, and they have to say all these things in Hebrew. V'nigsha Yavamto elav le'nei hazakenim, and the Yavama comes to him in front of the zakenim. Vechaltsa na'lo me'arag lo, and she takes the shoe off of his feet, off his foot. V'yarka b'fanav rok hanir l'dayanim, and she has to spit in front of him, a spit that the judges can see, that the people see the spit coming out of her mouth. We're going to talk about that a little bit in a second. V'ansa v'amra, and then they respond, and she responds, kach ha'yaseh le'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. And she says, this is what you do to somebody who doesn't build his brother's house. Ad kad, it's fine. So that's the script, right, that would happen in Beis Din.
For Chalitza. People's arms to do go through this.
What?
I mean, this
yeah, exactly, you know. Yeah, it's not so easy to do. Yeah, yeah. And we'll see in a second. They dictate to them exactly what to say, right? It's a specific things. Ad kan hayu makrin, right? This is what they used to say. I mean, make her say. They make them each of them say. Ukushehikra Rabbi Horkanis tachas hala bekfar etam. Rabbi Horkanis, you know, was sort of like the Mesader Chalitza in this place. What happened? V'gamar is kol ha'parsha, right? And then he said, you don't just say these words. You have to actually say the whole thing that says in the Torah. Huchzukuli yos gomer kol ha'parsha. So then it became standard practice to finish the whole parsha. V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. That's the end of the pasuk, right? And you call his name beis chalutz hanal. And not only that, but everyone says, we'll see who says it. Mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo mitzvah b'tamidim. So some say the dayanim have to say it, but not the tamidim, not the other people who are standing there. If Yehuda Omer, mitzvah akola omdim sham lomar chalutz hanal. They would say chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal. Everyone who's standing there says chalutz hanal. So this is the practice. This is how it goes. Fine. Good. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Mitzvah chalitza kora v'korei v'choletzes v'rokuka v'kora. Okay, you tell her to speak. You tell him to speak. She tells the chalitza. Then she spits. And then you tell her to speak again. Okay, the very regimented process here, right? So my kamash v'lan mas nisan here. Okay, thank you. We just read a mission like that. The mission just told it. You just gave us like the cliff notes. You give us the outline of what the mission itself said. Shkoyach, thank you. We can read the mission. So no, it says Gemara. No, hakamash malan mitzvah hachi v'epach leislamba. No, what it comes to teach you is Rabbi Huda is saying is that yeah, that's the mitzvah. The right way to do it is in this order. But let's say you'd reverse the order. You wouldn't do it exactly just like that. Be fine also, right? The chalitza would work even if you would flip the order. Okay. So Tani Nami Hachi, Bryce says the same thing. Bein shehiktim chalitza l'rakika, or bein shehiktim rakika l'chalitza, masha asa osu. We don't care if she spits first, if she takes a shoe off first, it doesn't make a difference. And at the end of the day, it's not the right thing to do. You should do it in the right order. But nevertheless, that which was done, and she's considered a chalitza. Abaye says, Abaye Haiman de makre get chalitza lo likri l'didei, lo lechudei, v'avaye v'ami lechudei. So ready? The person who is mikre get chalitza. What does that mean? Get here just means document, right? And you're finding many times the word get here, it's not specific. It just means a document. So they would have, again, they would have a script that they would have, they would read out to each person what to say. So if you're reading out to the, you know, you're reading out to her how to say the words, right? So don't say the word, now say lo, now say v'avaye v'ami. Right, because the pasuk is supposed to say, the word's supposed to be, lo avayi vami. He does, my Yavam doesn't want to take me. Right, so why shouldn't you say each word separately? Why demashma avayi vami? He said, lo, say lo, lo. Now say avayi vami, avayi vami. Well, avayi vami means he wants to take me. Lo avayami means he doesn't want to take me. So you shouldn't split up the words. You should be so specific about what's being said that you say it, the phrases together. So Ella lo avayami. Right. So rather, you should read the whole phrase lo avayami. That you should say the whole thing as one. Okay. V'alikre lidi day lo lichudei and chafatzi lichudei. Right. Don't have him say lo separately and chafatzi I want, because lo chavatzi means I don't want, and chavatzi means I do want, right? Demashma chavatzi lechachta, which lo chavatzi lechachta, I don't want to take her. But if you say lo and then chavatzi lechachta, sounds like he said, no, I do want to take her, right? Depends where you put the commas. So el lo chavatzi lechachta. You should read the whole phrase as one so that he can go ahead and say the phrase. You find this all the time. I mean, it's not the same thing. We're not as makbi this way. But, under the chuppah. So, different misadar kedushin do different things. You say to the chassan, haray, at, mikudeshes. So then he says, li means to me. So someone will find the congregation will say, now you say li. So the guy says, you say li. No, just start again. you see the same type of, you want to make sure that he's saying the right thing, and you have to, so often they'll just put the card in front of the guy, just read it, if you're not sure it's going to work, so you have the tricks of the trade, have him practice beforehand, what he's going to say. Okay, Rava Amar, Afsuke Milsahi, come on, this is just the way people talk, Afsuke Milsahi, come on, give me a break, we all know what's going on here, right, meaning, I don't think that he's saying, we know that's not what he's saying. He's saying lo chavatz lechachta, and he's splitting up the words because he's speaking in Hebrew. Leave him alone. We're not really worried. Okay. So Rava doesn't care about this whole be so makbid for the different how the words are split up when you dictate them to the person. Rav Ashi ashkechei le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was by Rav Kahana. The kametztayer umakri la lo avayamimi. Fascinating language. He was mitztayer. He was like painting himself to say all three words at once. Okay, it's not that such a tsar. But he was just saying, the point is, he was very makbid to say, to do this thing. That he was saying each phrase, in its entirety and having them say it over that way. So I'm like, so he said to Rav Ashi, saw Rav Kahana doing this. He said to him, L'tzav le mar l'had Rava. You know, like Rava? Rava said, you don't really have to be makbid for this. It's okay. They're just speaking, they're saying the phrases. You don't have to worry. And so Amalei moda Rava below avayavami. He says, no, that's true. I do hold like Rava, but Rava, even Rava agrees by lo avayavami that one you got to say it in one phrase. Okay. So Amar Baye, hai man the kas of Gita de chalitzasa. So a person who's writing a document of chalitza, kind of reflecting what was said, lichtov hachi. You should write it as follows: akrinua lidida. Min ma'an yevami, me'an yevami, ad aval yevami. You should write in there. We had her say the phrases from me'an yevami until aval yevami, meaning rather than writing down the whole pasuk. Va'krinu lididei, and we had him say min lo ad lekachta. We had him say the phrase lo until the word lekachta. Again, not writing lo aval, not lo chafaz lekachta. You don't write the whole thing out. And we told her to say min kacha ve'ad chalutzanel. Right, again, just giving the beginnings and ends of each pasuk. Why is that? Why are you doing that? So look at Rashi. Rashi says min ma'ein ad yevami u'mipnei she'aget eino misuretet lo ba'le michtav kule pasuk. Because the get wasn't these documents didn't have sirtut, they didn't have lines written on them, and therefore you're not allowed to write the whole pasuk out. Why? The kaimalan in kosvin dalat tevos below sirtu. You're not supposed to write four words of a pasuk without a sirtu, without having underlined, made these lines in the document first. Okay, good. So Marzutra back in the Gemara misarte uksev lekula parsha. So Marzutra, he just did it. He made a sirtu. He drew lines first, and then he wrote the whole parsha. So Maskev Mar Baridi Vahalo Nitin Likase. What are you doing? You can't write a whole pasuk, right? What do you mean? That's not allowed. So it's fascinating. We actually talked about this yesterday in between Mincha Maariv. Why can't you write a full pasuk? Look at Rashi Vahalo Nitin Likase. Parsha Bifnei Atzma. You're not allowed to write a parsha by itself. B'mesachas gittin b'perek ha'nizokin d'ketani en kosu megillah latinok l'islamibba. You're not really supposed to write, once the Torah is written in full, you're not supposed to write separate parshas of the Torah, even for like children to learn. You don't want a kid to have to carry around a full sefer Torah all day. So they wanted to say, the Gemara asked there in gittin, can I write a lech lecha? Right, so the kid can just carry a lech lecha. And the Gemara actually answers, no, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. So the there says, yeah, but we have, because of learning, it would be impossible if you didn't write, separate chumashim, etc. So we allow it, but still, generally, there's a concept you're not supposed to write these, separate parshas of the Torah separate from each other. So basically, how can you write this? Look how makbid they are about writing even a pasuk, right? Yeah, how can I write these psukim in the get chalitza if it's gonna, again, you're not allowed to write parshios separate, separate parshas in the Torah. So how'd you do that? So answer the Gemara, v'hilchas ha-kavasi de marzucha. The truth is, marzucha is okay. It's fine what he did. What he did is okay. It's allowed. Why is that? Like a Rashi, v'hilchas ha-kamarzucha, de kosvin, de lo dami le kosvin megillah latinok l'islamba. It's not like, you're not like writing a whole parsha out for a child to learn. De hasam adaita de parsha sa ksiv lei, de dehavi ki megillah katana. That when you're doing that, you want to write every single word for word, to make like a whole like a little Megillah, not Megillah's Esther, but Megillah, right? A whole piece of the Gemara of the Torah. V'kimlan Torah chasuma nina. And we pask in the Torah is written chasuma. It's written as one piece. Avahai sfiras devarim hu. This is not you're not trying to make a copy of the Torah, right? You're just telling me what happened, right? V'lavi kikdushte bikdushte hu. It's not you're not writing something a sefer, right? That has the whole parsha in it. And here also, makom mitzvah, you want to be able to get married, you want to make sure they did the right thing, etc. So because it's not meant to be like a parasha of the Torah, and because there's a very real purpose here, a tzorach mitzvah, they permitted them to write out the whole pasuk. Okay. So Amar Abaye, rakaka v'kiltaso haruach, lo asasav lo klum. If she spits, but the wind takes the spit away, she didn't do anything. So she do chalitza inside, right? But fine, so she spit and the wind blows it away, it didn't work. My time, why is that? V'yarka b'fanav b'inan. It has to be that she spits in front of his face. Hilkach, so, and because of that, the following is true. Hu aruch v'hu v'hi not gotza, if he is very tall and she is very short, kaltasei haruach, ika b'fanav. Right, but so even if the wind will blow it away, yeah, but she's low down enough, he could see that she spit. So the wind blew it away, but the spit was in front of him. Even didn't fall to the floor. He aruka v'hu guts, but if she's tall and he's short, by inan ademati lahade ape v'hade azul. It has to at least pass by his face, right? And I hope it doesn't go in his face, right? But it goes across his face, and that's enough. So if she's so tall that it doesn't get down, it's blown away right away out of her mouth, and it blows away, that's not going to work. Okay, Amarava. Achla tuma viraksa. If she eats tuma is, Rashi says, shumim, it's garlic. She eats garlic and she spits. Achla gargishta, she eats clay viraksa and then she spits. Lo asa volklam, it doesn't work. Why not? My taima viyarka me atzma ba'inan v'leka. She has to spit on her own. It can't be that something else is causing her to get full of spit. So the truth is that the minag is that she doesn't eat in the morning of the chalitza. Because we're so makbid, for all these different things, that we don't know which things are going to make her, more likely to spit, so she doesn't eat anything in the morning. I guess they do chalitzas in the morning, because they make a person fast the whole day, like blood tests, So they'll do it in the morning, so she doesn't eat anything ahead of time, so we don't have this concern. Okay, because the pasuk says, v'yarka, right? So v'yarka me'atzma. Okay, so therefore you have to be sure it's nothing that she ate that made her do that. Make sure spit. V'amar Rava tzricha dine lemechze ruka, and Rava says you have to have dayanim who watch, see the spit. Ki nafik mipuma diyavama. They're going out of the mouth of the woman. Dechziv lei nehas zakenim v'yarka, has to be in front of their eyes. They have to actually see her spitting. You wouldn't be surprised to see like at a bezdin and she goes through this process and she spits. They'll say spit again probably. Make sure you saw it. Okay. Right, that they say this phrase, one time we were sitting in Rabbi Tarfon, and they came to do a chalitza, Chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. He told them everybody who's sitting there has to say this phrase, chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. So we should really find a video that we can watch a chalutza to see what really happens here, because the process, I bet you we can find one. Because, you know, you see every single one of these dinim being played out, being makbid. You know, it's also a, you know, interesting thing. You have to, like, be it's like a very emotional moment, you know, and it's very difficult. And to go through all these things and be makbid for all the different chumras, but also being sensitive to the people is certainly probably a challenge there also, but something that they do to kind of thing.